Thank you, Rabbi Rosner, for making yourself available and coming to us. Thank you, everyone, for coming. We have a shiur in our home every month for the past 23 years, and Baruch Hashem, we hope to continue for many more. We're very excited to have Rabbi Rosner here, very happy that he's available. And life in Shalom of Hatzlacha, you and your wife and family in Beit Shemesh. We've been here for many years now, and we believe it's a special place, and wish a lot of Hatzlacha here. And without any further ado, please to Shalom.
Thank you very much, Baruch. We feel it's a special place too. We're trying to become part of the larger Beit Shemesh family, and I see some of our friends that came with us are here tonight as well, and we have tremendous hakaras hatov for the feelings that we've gotten before we came, since we've come. It's really an amazing community, and we feel privileged to be part of it, and to contribute as much as we can to this community really built on Torah and Chesed and Avas Yisrael and Achdus Yisrael. Tonight, I just thought we'd discuss a little bit in Yonah Diyoma. Again, hopefully it'll be somewhat different than those who were there yesterday, more of a drusha format. Generally, I don't like to give monologues. I like to give more of a, you know, food for thought, bringing up different ideas, things to go home with, and to talk about for further investigation. So something that is very significant at this time of year, really in the Slichos, it comes up every single day between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when we say a little extended Slichos. The last paragraph that we say right before we end with Shema Koleinu every day is called the Akedah. Every day we talk about the Akedah, from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. It's also obviously the laning of the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Maybe that's why we lane the first day also. It's connected to the second day, Hagar and Yishmael leading up to the story of Yitzchak and the Akedah. But this was a defining moment in Jewish history, forevermore, as we'll talk about soon. And let's talk about some of the issues that were involved in this event. Just to preface it with two questions. One is, there were two people involved in this event. There was a father and there was a son. We call it by the son, Akedas Yitzchak. And yet, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, in source number one, again, you have the regular one with the staple, that's called the Akedah, and then you have the Hosafa to the Shir. Page one of the Hosafa looks like exactly the same one. It is. But two of the sources were cut off on the left side. That's why I made it again. Hopefully we got more of it. In Israel, the pages are skinnier and longer. And I don't know why. That's just the way it is. So when you
go to Office Depot, it's quattro, not
four. I don't ask. I take what I could get. What I could get. If that's the paper, wherever I find the copy machine, I use it. But after that, on the back of the Hosafa, there are new sources that were added on this afternoon. So we'll get to those a little later. But we're starting with the main source packet, which is the one with the staple. It says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Asara Nisyonos Nisnasa Avram Avinu. There were 10 tests that Avram Avinu passed. We'll get back to that Mishnah later on also, but now let's just take it at face value. V'amad b'kulam, and he passed all 10. Lohodiyah kamachibasa shal Avram Avinu, to teach us how much Avram Avinu loved Hashem and how much Hashem loved Avram Avinu. Question one, why is it called Avraham's test? Right, it was Akedas Yitzchak. If I would ask you, who was it a test of? The father or the son?
He knew Yitzchak
didn't know. Avraham knew. Well, that's not 100% clear. We're going to talk about that. What he knew, it's not so clear in Torah Shebichsav what Yitzchak knew. We are all brainwashed a little bit by Rashi. But if you read the Torah Shebichsav, it's not 100% clear. But let's assuming that he knew, which not everybody agrees with, Yitzchak on the way. So why do we call it Avraham's Nisayon? No, isn't Yitzchak a major player in this? Didn't he was the one that let himself be roped down. And he was much stronger than his elder father. You know, he could have run away. He could have overpowered him. And yet, it's called the test of Avram Avinu. Question one. Even the Torah. You don't have to look at the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. V'ho Elokim nisas Avraham. Hashem tested Avraham. Tested him. Yitzchak was a participant, but he wasn't the active player. Interesting. Just as a parenthetical, again, this is a topic of a separate shiur. maybe in a couple of years. It's been 23, so hopefully before the 23rd we'll be back again. It's an amazing concept. If you look in the Torah, if I would give you a parsha and tell you, tell me the Av, tell me who's the main player in the parsha. Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu. Vayera, what would you say? Avram Avinu. Vayera, the Malachim, finding the four kings of the five kings. Skip one for a minute. Toldos. Toldos. Who is main player in Toldos? Who's born? Beginning of Toldos. Yaakov and Esav are born. That's it. And the final, and even the end, Yisrael's giving the brachas, but that's not the main. Yaakov and Esav are the main players. Toldos. Vayetzev. Vayishlach. Vayeshev. Yaakov. Shvatim. Chayasara. Chayasara. If I would ask you, who's the main player in Chayasara? Still Avram Avinu. Because what happened to Chayasara? Two main stories of Chayasara. Number one is, right, Sarah's Leviah. And number two, finding a wife for Yitzchak. Who's finding a wife for Yitzchak? Avraham and Avraham's servant. Yitzchak is, where's Yitzchak? What do we know in the Torah about Yitzchak? What did Yitzchak do in the Torah? Not what was done to him. What do we know? The only thing that Yitzchak gets a perek. Perek Chavav in Bereishis. That's all he gets. He doesn't even get a parsha. He gets a perek. And what do we know about Yitzchak? One thing. He dug wells. Which wells did he dig? The same wells that his father dug, and he names them the same thing that his father did. What's going on with Yitzchak? We hardly know anything about him, and the one thing the Torah cares to write about him is the same thing that his father did. So there's obviously something deeper about the personality of Yitzchak Avinu. Again, not for now, but many of the stories that we have where Yitzchak is involved, he's a player, he's passive. The Akedah and finding a wife, he's not involved, and his mother's Leviah, we'll get back to later. Where was he? He didn't go to his mother's Leviah. He wasn't even there. What happened to him? So we'll talk about that soon. So, but that is question one. So why is it called Avraham's test and not Yitzchak's? Number one. Number two. According to most Rishonim, there is a discussion what exactly the 10 tests were. Look at all the Mefarshim, all the commentaries on Pirkei Avos. They all have their own opinion about what the 10 tests were. Some of them are on all the lists. The burning furnace and Lech Lecha. And the famine, go to this land, there's a famine, you have to leave the land, or you're going to start thinking things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are a number of them are agreed upon by all, a number of them are not. But almost everyone agrees that number 10 was the Akedah. That was the pinnacle, that was the zenith, that was the high point, the highest point one could reach. And the question is, what exactly did the Akedah symbolize? Now, what more did he have to prove to God? He already jumped in the furnace. He already he broke his family's idols. And he endangered his life by doing that. Terach was the priest. He did so much already. And he risked his life to save Lot. And he left Eretz Canaan after being told that that's where... He did so much already. So what more did the Akedah have to prove? What was the purpose of the Akedah? Connected to that, and well, this will close the introduction, what was it about the Akedah that made it unique? Again, and we focus on it so much in our davening, every day of Slichas, so much in the Tfilos on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Right, we say it in the Shulchan Aruch quotes in source number two. The Akedah's Yitzchak Hayom Lazaro Tiskar. You have to say that as part of the heart of the Musaf davening. Remember Akedah's Yitzchak. That Schus lasts for thousands of years. Thousands of years, we're still talking about Akedah's Yitzchak. We don't say the Schus of what other event? The schus of Nasev and Nishma should last us forever. It's a wonderful moment. Maybe we mention it on Shavuos once or twice. But there's no other event that we focus on and we ask Hashem to give us schus and remember us more than Akedas Yitzchak. So what was it about that event? What was Avraham's battle and his victory? And in that way, maybe we could learn and take some messages from his behavior. And finally, is there any specific connection between the Akedah and this time of year? Again, we focus it more on this time of year than any other. There is a minhag to say the Parshas Akedah every single day. Halavai, we should say some of the Karbanos that we're supposed to say. It's even harder here in Israel because many shul start with Mizmar Shir. It's even harder to say Karbanos, but it's in Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to go so hard to find out that we're supposed to say Karbanos. But what is the connection to this time of year? Of course, it occurred on Rosh Hashanah, but is there any deeper connection that we could come up with? Okay. So let's go step by step, one by one, with these questions. Again, we'll have different ideas passed around. It won't be one common theme. It's not a drasha, as yesterday's drasha was. It's more of a discussion. Different ideas popping into our head. And hopefully in that way, maybe one or two of the ideas will inspire us and help us in our quest for growth at this time of year. I'm sorry I have my back to some of you. But, it's usually yesterday the front row was not taken. Did you notice that? I felt like I was in school. It's amazing. It's amazing that they migrate. Rebbe, I'm not a front row guy. Right? Right? So I walk to the back. So I walk around. I can't sit still. Okay. So whose test was it? So as we mentioned, it looks like Avraham's test in Chazal. And the question is why? Why was it Avraham's test? So one suggestion by the Maharit, one of the early Achronim, son of the Mabit, 1500s, says the Maharit in source number 3, and again I'll translate everything for those who are more comfortable with just listening. But the early Atam, says the Maharit, relating to what you suggested before. I'm sorry, what's your name again? What Tzvi suggested before. V'nirli atam l'fisha yitzchak efshar lo le'akeid ad sher lo yira lo cherev sha'al tzavaro v'oz I efshar lo le'akev. Maybe, says the Maharit, he didn't know about it. He didn't realize what was happening until he was already tied down. So what did Yitzchak do? Again, forget Rashi for a minute. If you read the Torah, it doesn't say anywhere that Yitzchak knew about it. Okay, they went together. Okay, they went together. They went together, he knew, and he went together anyway. Okay, so Rashi continuously assumes, like the Midrashim, that he knew about it. But the Maharit says, if you read the Torah Shebach Sav, and it's always important to read Torah Shebach Sav before one job, we have to run to Rashi. We have to learn Rashi. But it's always important to read the Torah separate from Rashi, and then we get a deeper appreciation of what Rashi does. Always, what Nachum Leibowitz always does, right? What made Rashi say something? Delo kipshuta. So says the Maharit, it could be that Yitzchak didn't know, so then it's not a test of his. No, it's not a test if he didn't know. He was already tied down. So in Achinami, it would have been a test of Yitzchak, maybe even a greater test of Yitzchak, but he didn't know about it. Aval Avram ha-Yitzchak lichpoch rachman b'tchila v'ad sof laso specifico b'zrizas mitzvahs kono. Although we'll get back to this a little later also. Avram Avinu, amazingly, it wasn't even like a Hashem said, do it, okay, I'll do it. Like we would have thought, like, it was just a momentary, I have to do it. He had 3 days to ponder, to think about it, to let it sink in, to come up with every excuse in the book not to do it. Now, the more time we have, we usually rationalize. And like we have to, we did something wrong, or we want to get out of a certain responsibility, talk to our boss, looking for want to take an extra vacation day. The more time we have, the more excuses we come up with. Avram could have come up with any excuse he wanted. He had 3 days walking to the mountain. And yet, says the Maharit, he didn't. He didn't. And that's why it's his test, because he was tied down. I'm reading on line 4. The Akedas Yitzchak, Klomar, Shehu Akadis Yitzchak, Beno Yechido. He tied him down, Kilu Einasarach Leklum. As if he was tying wood. Zet Tiskar Lazaro. Remember this, for his seat. So again, according to the Maharit, the question doesn't really get off the ground. Why was it Avram's test and not Yitzchak's test? Because Avram was the only one that knew about it. Yitzchak was already tied down when he found out. Okay, but we generally assume like Rashi in this case. We assume that Yitzchak knew, and he went together. So the question is, back to the question of, so why is it called Yitzchak's test? Why is it not called Yitzchak's test? Suggest the Machzis HaShekel. Machzis HaShekel is on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch whenever one wants to understand a little better. The Magen Avraham, one of the great commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, you look at the bottom, the Machzis HaShekel explains every single Magen Avraham. That's his job. Says the Machzis HaShekel, quoting other Achronim in source number 4, and again, it might be easier if it's a little cut off on the side to look at the Hosafa sheet, and if it's easier because it's tiny, I'll read it outside. So says the Machzis HaShekel, in the middle of the third line, Mikol Makom Nisayon HaKeda Yoser Gadol, Titzar HaSreifa Eino Elo Lefisha'a Atzeis HaNefesh. Getting burned is painful for a moment. Masha ain't kein l'shchot b'no yechido ha'ahuvlo. To shecht one son, v'nitan lo achar me'ashana, a son that he davened for 100 years. Hutzar matmid kol yemei chayei Avraham. That would be a lifelong pain. Pain for a lifetime is greater than a one-time tragic event. Yitzchak, he would die, but he had closure. He did it, and that was it. It was pain. He was moser his own nefesh, but that's one level. Says the Nezer Mekudash, possibly it was a greater test for Avraham because he would have to live with this every day. He'd have to wake up and think about what he did. Hashem didn't tell him he was going to get another son. He didn't know. And yet he would have to live with that. That's why it was a greater test for him. Along the same lines, a little different, but along the same lines is a thought in the Shemen HaTov. Shemen HaTov, we're going to have a number of pieces from the Shemen HaTov tonight. Shemen HaTov is Rabbi Bernard Weinberger. He has 6 volumes out now, who is the Rabbi Emeritus of the Young Israel of Williamsburg. There was one. So the he's retired now, but he's a tremendous svarim. He has 5 on Parsha, 4 on Parsha, 1 on Moadim. So there he talks, Vayishav Avram al Na'arav. What happened, relates to what we just said before. What happened after the Akedah? It says that Avram went back to the Na'arim, Yishmael Eliezer, and he goes back to life. And the next Parsha, Chayusara, Sarah dies, Avram takes care of the burial, Avram says to Eliezer, you know, go find out, doesn't say the word Eliezer in the Torah. It says Eben Avraham. Eliezer is not mentioned. In all those 67 psukim, Eliezer is not mentioned. That's Chazal. Just says Eben Avraham. So, the whole story, Yitzchak shows up at the end of Chayesara from Beer Lachai Rui. Oh, Rivka's coming. She falls off the camel, goes into the tent. Wonderful. They get married. What happened to Yitzchak? What happened to Yitzchak after the Akedah? Torah's silence. So like any good person that disappears in Sefer Bereishis, where do you think the Medrash says he went? Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Ever. Right? Where else did he go? You know, whoever disappears in Sefer Bereishis goes to the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Ever. So says the Shemen HaTov, Atmi Olam Eilel, V'Yitzchak Eichanu, where's Yitzchak? V'Tirtu B'Medrash Shoshol Beis Medrash Shoshol Shem L'mo Men HaTorah. He went to learn. Okay. But here it's somewhat a little problematic, says the Shemen HaTov. V'Hadvar Marafsin Igra. These words break the roof, literally. Marafsin Igra. Why? Mishikfar Allah alam is beyach, v'nasa ola tamima. Somebody already was ready to give his life on the mizbeach, and it was as if he did. Right? What do we say in davening? We say the ashes of Yitzchak are sitting in front of Hashem as a zecher. What do you mean the ashes? He wasn't burned. The answer is because it was as if he was burned. So it was as if he gave his life. Umuchan lihishachi the rasan Hashem. Adain sarach lelech lechedra shalshem lilmod. What more did he have to learn? He was ready to give his life for God. He was moser nefesh. What did he have to learn more for? No, you have to learn. I didn't do Baba Basra yet, so you know I have to. What more did Yitzchak have to learn? He went through the Akedah. Says the Shemen HaTov, V'nireh, where it's underlined. Di itachein sheyeshnu koach ba'adam lifser nashu akidush Hashem. Yes, it's hard to be moser nefesh, but it's one level to die al kiddush Hashem. Aval tzrichem lo mod eich lichyos b'kiddush Hashem. But it's an even higher level to know how to live al Kiddush Hashem. Day in and day out. Living to a higher standard. Having a higher calling. Listening. Acting because we have a higher authority watching us. V'hainu d'yeshno nisyonos kol yom v'yom. Every day we have nisyonos. V'zeo kasha mi mesiris nefesh chad pa'amis. That's harder than a one-time mesiris nefesh. V'zeo temidis kol rega v'rega every moment. Yitzchak knew how to die al Kiddush Hashem. It's much harder to live al Kiddush Hashem. Rachmana Litzlan, we think about all these stories we hear about in the Holocaust where people were so distant from anything. They stood up and when push came to shove, that was it. They were Moser Nefesh. Unbelievable. But to live every single day al Kiddush Hashem when the pressure is not on, when nobody's looking, there's no fanfare, that's an even higher level. Similar to the Nezer Mekudesh. One moment in time, okay, that's painful, but Avram Avinu was going to have the challenge of living on Kiddush Hashem every single day for the rest of his life. That's what Yitzchak still had to learn. He was ready to die on Kiddush Hashem, now he had to go learn how to live on Kiddush Hashem. Okay, one other idea in this section about whose test it was, and that's the Chassam Sofer, who suggests in source number 6 that maybe in a sense, we can look at Yitzchak in a different light. Maybe Yitzchak's test was greater. You know, obviously it was a nisayon of Avraham Avinu on his list, but maybe in a sense that Yitzchak had an even more difficult test which he passed. Why? Okay, he's giving his life. Yeah? Exactly. Says the Chassam Sofer in source number 6. Avraham shama mipi Hashem v'Yitzchak ha'emin la'Avraham. If God tells you something, you're going to listen. If Hashem tells me, go to shul. I'm going to go to shul. If I have a bas call that comes down and tells me something, we're going to do it. Yitzchak did not have a bas call. Yitzchak did it because he heard it from his father. And he believed his father. Abba, did you make a mistake this time? You know, not everybody's perfect. You always tell me that. You always say we all make mistakes. Maybe he's meant Yitzchak, Yishmael, kind of, you know, same first letter. Maybe animal, son. So Yitzchak didn't say a word. and it was all based on emuna. Achavim Avinu Hamin, and then he compares it, Hamin Torah Shebichsav, Haino Meit Masha Shama HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzmo, Avo Yitzchak Maser Nafsho Al Dachus. Avram Avinu was in the Bechina of Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is the word of Hashem. Yitzchak Avinu was Torah Shebal Peh. Right? He Emunas Chachamim. The deepest of emunah, to give one's life. Not because Hashem told me to give my life, because Avram told me that Hashem said that he has to take my life. So maybe that's an even greater test. Next column, and again, it might be a little better. I think it's also cut off on the Hosafa, but it's a little better. When Hashem told him to bring up his son, Imkain, maybe there was a mistake. Right, but maybe that my whole life is a mistake. What, I'm supposed to think that Hashem told me to bring him up and not to sacrifice him? Bring him up means to bring a carbon. But still he went. Skipping a few lines, line 8. Avo mehatema al Yitzchak. What's amazing is Yitzchak shekibel me Avraham mashehu neged askalaso. This is what against whatever Avram believed in his whole life. The Yeshua Lishma Klal, Mikol Makom Ohira Gam Achari Divrei Chachamim, B'Shama Upashat Savaro. He stretched out his neck. In a sense, Yitzchak had a greater and deeper test in that way. And we don't even have to go to the Chasam Sofer to the 1800s for this. We could even look at the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Bachai on the back of the Hosafa sheets. I found this today. That's why it's here. Rabbeinu Bachai on the Hosafa sheet quotes both opinions. Who had a greater test? In Rabbeinu Bachai, most 80% of Rabbeinu Bachai is Ramban. Basically, if you look at the Ramban al Torah, if you look at Rabbeinu Bachai, usually he was a Talmud. 80% of Rabbeinu Bachai is almost verbatim, but then the other 10% is Kabbalah, which is al derech haemes, al derech hasod, and then another 10% is new ideas. So for Rabbim Yishalu. Many ask, who is a greater koach? Umi mishneim higdil asos. Who is greater? Im Avraham abalishkod es beno hu batzmo biyadov. Avraham who's going to kill his son. O Yitzchak amafgar asmo lishachet. Or Yitzchak who would give his life. Who would give his life? I mean, we can think of it. Forget the chazal. Is it harder to kill your son or to kill yourself? Or to let yourself be killed? I asked my Talmidim this today. At two different days. Different days. Some say, obviously, to kill yourself is easier. To kill your son? And the others say, no. What do you mean it's hard to kill yourself? How can you kill yourself? So, even without looking at the Svarim, it's not so clear. So, says Rebbe Bachai, which is greater? So, Yesh, Amr Godel Kol Choshel Avram Yosem Yitzchak. Some say Avram was greater. Lefisha Mafkar Asmali Harig. Nokel Hu Ma'od Min Ha'av Sheba Lishkot Espino. If you want to jump into a fiery furnace, okay, you're going to kill your son. That's much harder. So, some say Avram was greater. The Yesh Omer, line 7, Shekodol Kol Chosho Yitzchak. Why? Exactly what the Chasam Sofer says. I don't know if he had a Rabbeinu Bachai. Lefisha Avraham Nitztava Bazeh Mipi Hashem. Because Avram heard it from God. Vezeh Nitztava Mipi Aviv. Laka Godol Kol Chosho Menos Chosho Yitzchak. So Yitzchak is greater. And he liked the first opinion because he knew his father was a Navi. So it's as if he heard it from Hashem. Okay. But either way, that is all part one. Again, whose test was it? Avraham's. Why? Yitzchak didn't know about it, the Maharitz. Number two, one moment of pain versus a lifetime of pain, maybe connecting to dying al-Kiddush Hashem versus living al-Kiddush Hashem. Number three, maybe Yitzchak was greater because it was Torah Shebal Peh, not Torah Shebal Chsav. Rabbeinu Bachai quotes both opinions. Okay, next part. What was the purpose of the test? What more did Avram have to prove to God? Hashem knew already what kind of person this was. He passed 9 tests, but the last one... This one is it's like the actuary of 6 different parts to the, and you have to do the last one. What the, and you don't pass until you do the last one. He had 9 tests already. So the Rishonim discuss this. First, we'll do is the Rashbam. Which have the drink? Please. 7 up, more. 4. I have 7 up. Thanks. Says the Rashbam, an amazing, radical opinion, which much of the Rashbam was discussed 12 years ago, 13 years ago. I don't remember exactly when, but you'll realize. Says the Rashbam, Vayehi Ach, source 7, Vayehi Achar Dvar Ma'ela. It was after these things the Akedah starts off. Perachav Dalet, Perachav Beis. It was after these things. So the Rashbam picks up on the connection in the Torah. Kamakam Shinamar Achara Dharma Ela Mukhubra Parsha Shalamala. Wherever it says after these things is connected to the Parsha above. What happens right before the Akedah in the Torah? Says Rashbam, line 8, Avkan Achara Dvarim Shakaras Avraham Brisla Avimelech Lo Ulinino Ulinachto Shal Avraham. Right before the Akedah, Avraham makes a treaty with Avimelech that he's not going to kick him out and fight with him over Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan. V'nasa Moshe v'kipsos hatzon, v'chora apo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem got angry at Avraham, alzos. Shehare Eretz Plishtim b'chlal gvul Yisrael. Avraham made a treaty about part of Eretz Yisrael with a non-Jewish king. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva aleim lo sachaya kol neshama. Hashem told them, you can't make treaties with these people. V'gam b'Yehoshua matilin alarei chamesh esarani plishtim goro. Lachain ha'elokim nisas Avraham kinterovet siyaro. The Akedah, says the Rashbam, was an onesh. Was a punishment for Avram Avinu because he made a treaty with a non-Jewish king about giving a piece of land, a piece of Eretz Yisrael to them. Continuing, says the Rashbam on line 16, V'yata lech v'ha'aleo la'ola v'yira ma'ho'ila krisas bris shelcha. You're making a treaty because you're worried about your kid's future. Why don't you go take him up to the mountain and kill him? I'm in charge of the future, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You just do what I say. So again, this is a radical shita. Nobody else says this, but it's an amazing shita to know that based on the Torah Shebichsav connection, the Rashbam says it was an onesh. It was an onesh. And again, continuing it that way, the Shemen HaTov, also in a different piece in Source 8, says that sometimes he's bothered by also by the connection between the Torah Shebichsav, you know, the two stories. But also, interestingly, he asks, which again, many ask, what is the connection between the first day laning of Rosh Hashanah and the second day laning of Rosh Hashanah? The second day is the Akedah that happened on Rosh Hashanah. What, the first day we have to do it because it's right before in the Torah? What, Hagar was Yishmael and Hagar, that's the most amazing. Basher Husham, okay, we're just as we are now. So you get three words. That's why we lane the whole thing, to get those three words. All right, so what exactly is the message of the first day? So says the Shemen HaTov, line 6. V'nira de efshar de kivnu. What's the kavana de balalami to teach us? To after midas ha-chesed gadla ad ma'od. Even though chesed is unbelievable, and one of the three pillars that the world stands on, he tzricha gvulin. Sometimes even chesed needs limits. V'yitakin de teitzi l'makum shein hagumma. Sometimes chesed could go overboard. You try to give chesed to a Yishmael, you got to listen to your wife. You got to listen to your wife what to do with Yishmael. So maybe that's day one of Rosh Hashanah and day two of Rosh Hashanah. Tremendous chesed. Continuing, v'zakuka limuzikim ches shel chesedim gvura. L'chem biyom rishon kriya shel midas ha-chesed. On the first day, we talk about the chesed of Avraham Avinu shenispashi Yosef died, that it went too far. Ad kidei krisas brisadim avi melech. It went too far. And therefore, you go to the other extreme of din. Al-kein ba nisayin ha-akeda limzo, to dilute ha-chesedim midas ha-din. To balance. The first 2 days of Rosh, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But that is idea number one. The purpose of the Nisayon, says the Rashbam, was an onesh. Again, this is not the traditional idea that we assume. But again, he's a Rishon, Rashi's grandson, and that's what he holds. The Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai both say a different shot, similar but opposites. Says the Ramban in source number 9, Bo Elokim Nisas Avraham, Inyan HaNisayon HuLudaiti. What is a Nisayon? What's the purpose of a test? Ba'avor Hayas Maisa Ha'adam Rishus Mukhletes Biyado. Since a person has total Bechira Chavshis, Im Yirtze Yasev Im Lo Yirtze Lo Yasev. Since a person has total Bechira Chavshis, Yikra Nisayon Mitzad HaMenuse. A test is from the vantage point of the tested. Aval HaMenase Yisbarach, the tester, Yitzavelo Lahotzi Adavar Minakalach El HaPoel. Hashem did not need to know anything. Hashem knew Avraham's character, his personality. He knew he was the perfect Eved Hashem, the first Jew, the first one to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem didn't need to know. But Hashem wanted Avraham to know. He wanted Avraham to show how much potential he has and how high he could soar in getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad ha-menuse. Lios lo schar maisa tov, lo schar leiv tov bavan. Not just to think, but to know. Right? Sometimes a very strict teacher will give tests to the students, not because he's a strict teacher, but look how much you know. I know you can do it. I know you can memorize all that. 10 chapters is nothing. Right? So we get upset. But after we do it, the student's like, whoa, look what I know. Look how much I can remember. So it was for the good of Avram Avinu, says the Ramban. He tested him, but the test is for the tested. And that's what he ends off. Hashem always knows whether we're going to do it or not, but he gives it to show us that we could do it. The Rabbeinu Bachai has the opposite idea. Zuhi parshas ha'akeda, source 10, asher yisro betuchim liyosuchus ha'akeda megin aleihem b'chol devador. Ha'akeda, we were boteach. We feel secure in the schus every generation. Ve'ein ha'nisayon chas v'shalom eitzel Hashem yisbarach. Chas v'shalom. Hashem doesn't need to know. He knows. El eitzel ha'briyus is for the people's point of view. But who? Avraham? No. Lohodia godo maila tzadik onavi, to show the maila and the godless of a tzadik. But for who? V'daki ha'nisayon ha'akeda ha'ilafarsim ba'amim. Godo chiyav yirav ava v'shem yisbarach. It's not to show Avraham. It's to show everybody else around what a person could do. So it wasn't for Hashem. The Rashbam says it was an onesh. The Ramban says, no, it's to show Avraham how great he could be. The Rabbi Nochai says, no, it's to show everybody else how great Avraham could be. To show how high a person could reach. Avraham knew. Avraham did 10-9 tests already. He didn't need it so much. But everybody else, I could ask him. We'll talk about the uniqueness of the test in a minute. But I could ask him and look how far he could, look what he could show. Thank you for giving me a break. Yeah.
The word Nath, meaning banner, and Nisayon, right. Really this is showing.
Right, thanks a lot. Right, so Nath, right, you hang up a banner, so that's the, right, Harimu Nath, somewhere in Tehillim. Right, the, right, so that's the banners to, for others. Sorry? Right, Nath Lekabetz, to Fakibas Golias. And we're not going to read it, but feel free to peruse afterwards the Rav's words in Source 11 from Yemezi Karon about this point also, that it was to show others about the test.
We take the questions now, you want to read it. Okay, is this the time where you have Molech and people are doing sacrificing
yes.
children?
Yes.
And Avraham is the one who says, no, don't do this.
Yes, now. We'll get yeah. to that. Oh. We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Thanks. The Radak just finishing up this section. Okay, we don't have Radak on most of Chumash. We have him on Bereishis. Radak is crucial on Navi. I once saw Rabbi Alan Schwartz. Some of you might be familiar with him. He's one of the Bakiyim Nifla'im on Tanakh, besides knowing Shas and Poskim backwards and forwards. But he once commented that Rashi, you can't learn Chumash without Rashi. You have to learn Chumash first, but you can't learn Chumash without Rashi. Navi, there are other Rishonim that also are crucial. Maybe could be up there, and Radak is one of them. Can't learn Navi without Radak. Chumash, we don't have to, the Torah Chaim gave us the Radak. Nobody really learned Radak on Chumash before the Torah Chaim. Chumash put it there. But we have the Radak on Bereishis. So in Source 12, the Radak says, similar to Rabbeinu Bachai, it was for others, but which others? Voha MS, line 8. Ki ani soyin azek de laharus lebnei ha'olam avas Avraham ha'shleim alakel. Avraham's tremendous love for God. Velo nasa la'osam adoros. Not for that door. Why not for that door? Says the Radak, nobody would have believed him. Right, as you just mentioned, Avraham would have come back without Yitzchak. I killed him. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you, Mr. Anti-People Sacrifice, Mr. Monotheist, you killed him? Yeah, that's a good story. You probably just didn't watch him and a wild animal ate him up. Nobody would have believed him. Says the Radak, it couldn't be for that generation, but it was for us, the later generations. That will believe the story in the Torah. And we'll learn Avas Hashem from that. And he continues that nobody was around, right? Even Yishmael and Eliezer weren't there. They were down at the bottom of the mountain. So no, it was for others, but not for that generation. So again, just to review, what was the purpose? Was it an onesh, as the Rashbam? Was it for the good of Avraham, to show him how great he could be? Was it for others, that generation, Rabbeinu Bachai, or later generations, the Radak? And finally, let's get to part 3 of 4. Again, whose test? We have 4 questions. Whose test was it? And what was the purpose of the test? Now we're up to the uniqueness of the test, and then what does it have to do with this time of year? Okay. So the uniqueness of the test. the uniqueness of the test. Says Rav Dessler, Michta Me'eliyahu, this test had three contradictions in it, which made it extremely difficult for Avram Avinu. There were three things that he was going against, and he had to conquer what he had been doing or feeling his whole life. What were the three contradictions? Number one, what you mentioned before, this went against his life's work. His entire life, for the past 137 years, he had been depending when he recognized God, which is a machlokas we've shown him, was he three? That's pretty amazing. Was he older? Different Rishonim hold of different. I think the Rambam holds 40. I think the Rambam says that in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim. The Ravid says less. But whatever he was, he spent his whole life preaching against child sacrifice, preaching against worshiping other deities. Oh yes, sacrifice your child to me. This is what he preached against. He convinced everybody not to do it. And God all of a sudden tells him, kill your child. On top of a mountain with a cloud. And Avram didn't say boo. Okay? That's what he wants. Says Rav Dessler in Source 13. You know what the first contradiction was? Ki hari hikir Avram. Avram realized, fulfilling this mitzvah, he will uproot and nullify everything, as kol ma shepal b'shetach haruchani b'chayev, everything that he has done his entire life, he is going to uproot. Hu giyer geirim, he converted people, v'hero lahem lishmar derech Hashem la'asosak u'mishpat, he showed people the way, the ethical way, liman midas ha-chesed, chesed lacham negad ha-zavaz elilim, no avod ha-zara, he broke Terach's idols, and all of a sudden he's gonna go back. But he's going to say, you know, you have to kill your child. This will uproot everything that he's done his entire life. It says of Dessler, that was the first contradiction that he had to deal with, which makes this test so unique. Number one. Number two, the second contradiction that he had to deal with was that this went against an explicit promise he already received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi writes in Source 14 in Perachov Beis, right, Al Tishlach at the end, when the Malach says, don't Al Tishlach Yotchel Anar. This, just to mention in brackets, I didn't see it inside, but I've seen it quoted in a number of places. If you look in the Torah, it's interesting that Al Tishlach, who said Al Tishlach Yotchel Anar? Don't kill your son? Who said that? The Malach Hashem. Who told Avram to kill his son? Hashem. So the Ishbisur says that he's not sure if Avram passed the test. So I didn't see it inside. I don't know where he goes with that idea. But because he didn't hear from Hashem not to do it. He heard from a Malach Hashem. Maybe that, if the Satan dressed up like 10 other people, like the water, that's why we do Tashlich, and like maybe this Malach Hashem was the Satan. Who knows? Wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu before Dova Atzmo? Okay, food for thought. So Rashi says, Al Tishlach Yad Chalana, don't check Lishchot, Amar Lo. So Avram says, Im Kain, if I shouldn't check, I came here for nothing. Let me at least cut him a little bit. Also amazing. Hashem said not to. He said, no, don't do anything to him. And then in parentheses he said, I don't understand. Ask Malam Artali. First you tell me Ki Yisachi Kerla Chazara. Then you tell me Kakla Esbincha Yisachidcha. Then you tell me Tishlo Yolchel Anar. Make up your mind, God. But before this last step, it's going against the promise. Hashem says Ki Yisachi Kerla Chazara, and he finally gets this son, and then he says no. So it's going against his life's work. It's going against the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's going against his love for Yitzchak Avinu. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, we can't imagine the love that Avram must have had for this child. This was unlike anything else. And this design wasn't like other nisyonos. You cannot imagine. Our imagination can't be machashivit. 100-year-old man. 100. He's got riches, he's got kavod. And he desires, all he wants is a son. And he finally has a son after he had Yeyush. What kind of feelings would he have for that? Let's say somebody doesn't have a child for 2 years. Let's say they're trying to have a child for 2 years. And after 2 years, like after a year, we're like, oh, are they, you know, people start talking. So after 2 years, imagine the simcha they have. And everybody has the simcha for them because everybody feels for them. You know, because they know that, you know, it must have been difficult. All their friends. 100 years! 100 years! Can't even imagine. Can't imagine the love. And imagine the love that he had after a year. As he gets older, the love grows. 15 years. He's 37 years old. He's not just a baby. He's had a relationship for 37 years old. And yet, he doesn't say a word, and he goes and he shechs his son. So this test was unique. Going against his life's work, going against the Tzivui Hashem, going against his love. And even building on that point, the Sheminat, we'll skip 16 for a minute. Continuing that point, the Sheminat Tov, again in a different spot, quotes a Rashi in Parshas Balak, where when Bilam was going to curse the Jews, it says he saddled his donkey, Vayachavosh Eschamoro. And Rashi there quotes, anybody remember the Rashi? Pirish Rashi, Nizdar is L'mitzvah. Right, he says, you think, right, he woke up in the morning and he saddled his donkey, and Rashi says, you Russia think you're so great, you get up in the morning, Avram did it before you. Ah, Kesher, Avram, Bilam, they both get up in the morning to do something. So you're not so great. So what's the depth of that chazal, that Avram is better than Bilam? It's line 4. It's Rakhmir, Mao Kfar Kadamcha, Avram beat you to it. No, Vahanire, the Ratzal Amdenu, Chazal want to teach us, the Bechitzonius, a Nikara Hevdol, bin Abba Vesina. On the outside, it looks like the same act. Bilam's getting up in the morning, Bezrizus, and Avram's getting up Bezrizus. It looks like the same thing, but you know what? Deep down, it's very different. Bilam was doing something natural to Bilam. Something that he's always wanted to do. He finally got enough money to pay for it, and now he's ready to do it. It's natural. He got up early because he was excited about it. Doing something that flowed naturally. Right, when we go on a vacation, we never miss our alarm clock. Right, we're up before it, because it's natural. But Avraham got up early, Vayachvach Eschamoro, when he was doing something like the Akedah. So you, Russia, you don't understand what it means to get up early. Correct, Avraham did it. It went against his natural tendencies. It went against the Tzivi Hashem. It went against his love for Yitzchak Avinu. And it's even deeper, and again I saw this today, so it's on the extra sheet. Beautiful Sefer, Kamosi Shalal Rav on Yomim Noraim. It goes even deeper. He asks a question that maybe many of us are, in the recesses of our mind, were bothered by this, but never formulated it. Why wasn't Sarah in on it? Why didn't Hashem tell them both? Avram, go, you know what? It had to be a sudden surprise that killed her? Why didn't Hashem also tell her? Why was she left out? But she would have convinced him otherwise. She was a... Yeah?
Maybe her reaction to the actual news that she would have a baby, the same way there would be a problem with that, maybe.
Uh-huh. That what?
That she would have reacted differently.
She would have reacted, meaning don't do it? She always was a higher Navi, right? She said throw him out, right? Shema Bekola.
She would beat him to it.
She would beat him to it. Source number 2 says, Kamosi Shalal Rav. I'm not going to read it inside to save time. No, because if Sarah knew, 2 points. Number one, if Sarah would have said it, there would have been less of an Nisayon for Avraham Avinu. Because Hashem already said, whatever your wife says, you got to listen. Shema Bekola. A higher level of Nevuah. So it would have made it easier. But even he doesn't flesh this part out as much, but I think he's really trying to say it, and that is spousal support. It would have been a drop easier if he wasn't alone. Right? If he had the support, if he had the chizuk. I'm sorry, it's okay, you can do it, Avram. We'll get through it. It's okay. Right, and he doesn't know what this is going to do to her. Right, and the Chazal talk about, did he regret when he finds out that killed her? Right, so it's a double loss, but that was also part of the Nisayan. He was alone. He didn't even have sorrow with him. So again, it went against, what was unique about it? It went against the three contradictions. He did it Bezrizus. It was that Sarah couldn't even know. 2 more points. One is Iran. Again, we don't have Iran on Chumash. We have Iran on Shas. But here we have Iran on Sefer Bereishis. Separate Sefer, Iran on Al HaTorah. This is probably the... If there is a famous Iran Al HaTorah, this is it. On the Akedah. The Iran picks up on one word in the Torah. One word. In the Tzivui. Source 18. By Yomer, back to the regular sheets. Hayomer kachnu es binchas yichidcha asher hafta es Yitzchak. please take your son, your only son, Yitzchak. I'll say it again. Vayomer, kach, no. Es binchas yichidches Yitzchak. What is that word no doing there? Please. Hashem said the magic word. Right? That kach no. Since when does Hashem say no? Kach no. Es bincha. Right? When you're 20, I'm talking to the malachim. He says, he's no after chavit. He says, no. Hashem says no. Says the Ran, we know Chazal tell us in a number of places, ein no el lashon bakasha. No means please. No does not mean a command. No means please. Says the Ran, there was never a command to do the Akedah. Avram was never commanded by God, this is what you have to do. Hashem was megala his ratzon to Avraham. You know, I'd appreciate this. This would make my day. This would, please. Yeah. That one word, na, says the Ran, Aval kol zeh, where it's underlined, Haya kavana, may Hashem yisbarach, she yegala otzim avas Avraham, may love. Real love is when it's done even without being asked. L'masha haya yodeya she'im chiyah shlo yitzavenu bazeh. I think halavai, I should do it more often. But if I ever would bring my wife a drink before she asked, she would go no, right? Because we know this vart. So it's like even before and that's the highest level. The highest level of love is when you do something without being asked, because you know that's what the person wants. Because they were megala the ratzon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala the ratzon here, megala the ratzon of his ratzon. I'd appreciate this, no, which makes the test even harder, because he wasn't even commanded to do it. Hashem said, I'd appreciate this. He could have said, I can't do this one, God. This one's too tough. If it was commanded, it was commanded. Im kol zeh, yatskim mitzat teshukaso elav lashlub chefso. Still he wanted to do it. V'uka omer, eineni mitzatcha bezeh. I'm not commanding you. Ki lo uchal mitzat shekvar eftaticha b'Yitzchak. I already promised you that Yitzchak's going to be your seed. I'm not going to tell you to do it. No, I'd appreciate it. So that makes the test even greater. One final point about the uniqueness of the test, and then we'll get to the last section. Another Shemen Atov. Al tishlach yadcha el hanar. Right? So finally the Malach says, don't touch the na'ar. And what does Avram say? No, pretty please a little bit. Let me cut him a little bit, maybe an arm. Let him live, a little blood. The little do a toughest on bris, just a little bit. So, no, can't do anything. Explain to Shemen Atov, why did Avram want to, what was Avram doing here? Says the Shaman Sov, Bishah, where it's underlined, Bishah shat sakin kfar biyado, Ella, da hakoch la'atzor, im ze ratzon Hashem uzokach l'gvura sari. When you build up to something, and you push yourself, and you devote yourself, and you spend 3 days psyching yourself up to do something, it's kind of like, if you don't get to do it, even if it's a challenge, if you psych yourself up for something, you want to do it. You want to do it. I remember, just thought of it now, it connects. Remember when in YU's they have a kolel, a regular kolel, they have a kolel elyon, kolel, super kolel. So I remember before I got into the kolel, I was in the kolel elyon for a number of years at the schluss, so you have to take 5 or 6 bechinas with different Rashi Yeshiva. So one of the bechinas is with Rav Shachter. So I remember I spent 2 weeks, I spent the whole intercession, 3 siddurim a day, morning till night, like reviewing all of Rav Shechter's articles and studying it. And but that, like 2 of the Rebbeim, you just give articles to. So you don't have to do anything. You write an article, you give it to them. And I was in Rav Rosenzweig's shir, so I didn't have to take a bechina with him. And I forgot the other one. But so Rav Shechter was the scary one. So I was reviewing. I sat with Rabbi Simon, who was a big time with Rav Shechter. I'm like, okay, tell me what he likes to talk about. And for hours and hours and hours, I spent for 2 weeks during intercession, one of the years. I remember the first day of the second fine, I went over to see Rebbe, I wanted to get into the kol. I was wondering if Rebbe has time. So I had been in this kol during smicha. So he's like, yeah, you don't have to take a bechin, it's fine. So just ask me something. when you build up to something, it's hard. So Avram built up to it. He wanted to do something. To pull back after getting so psyched and getting into it, that was also part of the Nisayon. When you work so hard to do something and then you have to get rid of it. A similar idea said, look in the extra sheet now. Similar idea, again, it's not exactly the same. Some of you have listened to some of my shiurim online, might have heard this part, like to say it. The last Rashi in the Torah. last Rashi in the Torah. We're going to lane it. You can say this over on Sukkos. You're allowed to use any of this even after Yom Kippur. You have the Heter. Says Rashi, the last Rashi, L'kol ayad ha-chazaka l'chol amor ha-gadol l'enei kol Yisrael. So Rashi says every phrase in the last pasuk of the Torah is referring to something Moshe Rabbeinu did. Some amazing event. L'kol ayad ha-chazaka, Rashi says in Source 3, he brought us down the Torah. L'chol amor ha-gadol, he gave a great nisim in the Midbar. L'enei kol Yisrael, what's the greatest achievement that Moshe Rabbeinu did? What's the last Rashi in Torah? That he broke the Luchos. That was his moment. He broke the Luchos. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest achievement. He brought the Mun, and he gave us the Torah, and he broke the Luchos. That's the greatest. So I once heard B'Shem Rav Gifter. Rav Gifter said, if you look in Maseches Psachim, Source 4, it's also Gemara in Baba Kama, the Gemara there tells the story of a man named Shimon Ha'amsuni. Shimon Ha'amsuni. And he wrote his doctoral thesis on darshaning every S in the Torah. Whenever it says the word S, this is what you learn from the word S. Bereishis Bara Elokim, S Hashemayim, S teaches me this. S Aretz, S teaches me this. Every S in the Torah he darshaned something on. Every one. And then he came to one. S Hashem Elokecha Tira. Fear Hashem. What are you supposed to add on to Hashem? S Hashem Elokecha Tira. So what happened? Says the Gemara. He stopped. He threw out his thesis. Amrulo Talmidav, line 5 in Source 4. Rebbe, kol esem shedarasha matehei aleihem. Rebbe, what about all the S's that you already darshaned? You going to throw them out? Amr lahem, he said to them, kishem shekibalti schar ala drisha, kacha kabal schar ala prisha. Just like I get schar for darshaning for all those years, I'm going to get schar for throwing it out. Because I must be wrong. If there's one S that can't teach me anything, it must be you never darshan S. So I must be wrong. Ad Shebar Rabbi Akiva, until his Talmud Rabbi Akiva came and said, no, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. Not only do you have to have Yira of Hashem, but Yira for Talmidei Chachamim also. Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Akiva saved the day. So the question that the Bali Musar asks is, he was able to darshan every yes in the Torah. This one was so hard. He couldn't do it. What did Rabbi Akiva have that Shimon HaMsuni didn't have? Says Rav Gifter. Rabbi Akiva had a Rebbe, like Shimon HaMsuni. Rabbi Akiva had a Rebbe who he saw was willing to throw away his life's work because of MS. Because I must be wrong. Ah, L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. Es L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. If you look at the last Rashi in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu worked his whole life to bring us the Luchos. So many, this was the Tachlis. Adam Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. And this was the Tachlis of everything. And he sees the Jews worshiping the Egel. What does he do? He doesn't know there's going to be a second Luchos. I'm going to put this in my pocket now. Let me see how if I can get them to do Shuba, and I'll give it to them tomorrow. He didn't do it. No. What did he do? Boom! That's it. They don't deserve it. That's it. Finished. He breaks the Luchos. That's his greatest achievement. He's Modal Emes. He realizes that even though he's worked so hard for something, if it's not Shayach, it's not Shayach. He's ready to throw it away. Avram Avinu, he worked so hard. That's it. That was also part of the test. He was ready to stop. Okay. So we spoke about whose test it was. We spoke about, we'll be finished in 5 minutes. We spoke about what was the... I forgot what we spoke about. Getting a lot of shiurim today. Busy day. Whose test was it? We spoke about the purpose of the test. We spoke about the uniqueness of the test itself. And finally, let's just end with the uniqueness to this time of year. Why do we focus on it so much in Slichos? And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Wrong sheet. Getting back to the regular sheet, there's a Sefer Emunah U'Mitachon. There's one written by the Chazon Ish, but there's also one that's Miyuchas to the Ramban, where the Ramban has a line in Source 20 where he says, the reason that Hashem loves Avram Avinu is not because he was Makayim Kol HaTorah Kulam, but it's because he passed the 10 tests. That's what he says, Source 20. It wasn't because he did everything that Hashem wanted, but it was because he passed the 10 tests. Maslanim Rebbe, the Nesiv Shalom is bothered. What does that mean? What do you mean? He did Kol HaTorah Kulah. What's the difference? He didn't love him because he did Kol HaTorah Kulah. He loved him because he passed his 10 tests. It says the Nesiv Shalom in Parshas Vayera, the 10 tests symbolizes a person's life's goals. We spoke a little bit about this yesterday, about the potential of a person. We each have 10 tests. And Avram Avinu, what does it mean that Hashem loved him because he passed his 10 tests? He loved him because he did exactly what he was supposed to do in his life. There's a beautiful thought by Rav Kook. Rav Kook says what we're going to say in davening on Yom Kippur. Elokai atchelo notzarti eini chadai. V'achshav shenotzarti k'ilu lo notzarti. Says Rav Kook, Elokai Hashem atchelo notzarti. Before I was born, in the 1700s, before this moment in history, eini chadai, I didn't have a purpose in life. I wasn't supposed to be born in the times of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I wasn't. I didn't have a tachlis then. I wasn't supposed to be born in the times of the Rambam. I didn't have a purpose to fulfill then. Ad shelo notzarti eini chadai. It wasn't chadai for me to be born. V'yachshav shenotzarti. Now that I'm born, and I was born in the second in the history of the world that I was supposed to be born. The second that each of us were born, Hashem said, right now, it's time for him or her to come out because they have a job to do. They have a job to live a life of Kiddushim Hashem right now, in 2008, we each are here for a specific purpose. So we end off saying we haven't fulfilled our tachlis. As if I'm not here, so we have to try. But says the Nesiv HaShalom, he says, that's the 10 tests of Avram Avinu. We each have our own akedas. We each have our own nisyonos. And our job is to fulfill them. And lest we think that we don't have the koach to fulfill them, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, we do. Reb Chaim Volozhin has a beautiful diuk going back to the Hosafa. The Mishnah is saying Pirkei Avos in the fifth parak in source 6. There were 10 generations from Adam to Noach, from Noach to Avraham, right, to show Hashem's patience, he didn't destroy the world. And then the next Mishnah says there were 10 tests that Avraham Avinu had. So you can read the Mishnah 100 times and not catch it. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin in source 6, 10 generations from Noach to Avraham, and Mishnah Gimel, 10 tests Avraham Avinu was tested. The first Mishnah does not say Avinu. Why, when it says Noach to Avraham, it leaves out Avinu, and why, when it talks about the 10 tests, it says Avraham Avinu passed 10 tests? Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, because when it comes to Nisyonos, Avraham Avinu acted as our Av. He put it into our DNA that we could pass our 10 tests. Avram passed 10 tests. And says Rechaim Yivalajin, every time a Jew gets up and Rahman al-Islam gives his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during the Spanish Inquisition, during all the Crusades, during the Holocaust, every time a Jew gets up, you know where that koach comes from? It comes from the fact that Avram Avinu jumped into the Kivshan HaEsh. And every time one of us gets up and leaves their comfortable life, and says, I'm moving to a land where there are difficulties, and where the Gemara says, it's niknas b'yisurin. Why in the world does a Jew get up and leave what they're used to, and come to Eretz Yisrael? Because of lech lecha me'artzecha. And he put it into our being that we could do that. Hu mutba banu, he says in Source 7, me avinu Avraham, he's Avram Avinu, when it comes to the nimisyonos. That's what he said, the third to last line. His oris la'adam pitom leilech la'eretz hakodesh. Right, when somebody gets up all of a sudden to go to Eretz Yisrael, so we could do it. Every one of us has the koach. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, we each have our 10 tests, and the Rechaim Volozhin says we could fulfill the 10 tests. And one final point, one of the most amazing psukim in all of the Torah. Again, somebody told me this about a year or two ago. This thought, Vayashkim Avraham HaBoker, at the beginning of the Akedah, he got up in the morning and he did the Akedah. He got up in the morning. He slept the night before. Avram Avinu was able to sleep the night before the Akedah. Vayashkim Avram Bavoker. If we have anything that we're a little worried about, we can't sleep. He was able to sleep. Vayashkim Avram Bavoker. Unbelievable pasuk. He got up in the morning because he knew this is what Hashem wants. So as we go through life and we have our Akedos and we have our Nisyonos and we have our Shona Yom Kippur, and as we spoke about a little bit yesterday, we have our shiflas ha'adam, our feeling that everything's on the line. But we also have to realize, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what's best for us. And he's with us. I ask him Avraham Aboker, if we reach the level of bitachon that Avraham Avinu had, whatever he wants is, you know, I'm going to sleep like a baby. It's very hard. Very hard. He was going to kill his son the next day. I ask him Avraham Aboker, this is what Hashem wants, I'm shalim with it, and I'll deal with it. And that's the schus that we ask for, that we daven for so much at this time of year. So, Be'ez Hashem, as we still say, as we start off, Zachar, B'schus HaAkeda, Barachamim Tizkar, please remember the schus, Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu shower brachas on us. B'schus the Akedah, b'schus each of us passing our own Nisyonos. And Bez Hashem, we'll be dancing next year with Avram, with Yitzchak, and Yaakov in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, if we could have a Meiriv, we have 10 people to do a Meiriv, or 6 people.